Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, living my life.
Hey y'all, we are back. We are back up in this thing, Keith.
Back like we never left.
Back like
although
we never left.
Although I know it feels like we've been gone forever, because we kind of have.
Girl, we've been gone forever, okay?
Yeah, because Mother's
forever,
Day, we dropped the last episode for Mother's Day, remember?
Yeah,
and Mother's
now,
Day was
what,
like May
June?
16th or
it's
May
15th. It's the end of June.
It's the end of June, so it's been 6 weeks.
Yeah,
been
so there's been a lot of life that's been occurring for us both.
Yes, God.
And so we came to y'all really even not being prepared, because we were like, because there's still a whole lot of life going on.
Yes.
But we said, you know what, we cannot allow any more time to elapse without having another episode.
Exactly.
So we're coming to you in the midst of all of our chaos, and we're doing this, and the name of this episode?
Off the Cuff.
Off the Cuff.
Right.
Off the cuff, because we don't even know what number episode this is.
We don't remember. We don't remember what number episode this is. And honestly, the reason we decided to say off the cuff, because that's just how we coming to y'all today.
Yeah.
We're going to share what's been going on in our lives, but we don't have any notes.
Yeah.
We just going to talk real talk about life and how we've been handling what life has been throwing at us.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what we do all the time, but typically we have a little order in the program.
Mm-hmm.
We have some notes. We have mm-hmm. some things that, you know, so we can kind of stay together. So it's probably going to drive Keyshawn crazy today, because we're going to probably be Luther going to be like, oh, y'all got another edit.
You know? And we don't normally have a lot of edits because we just flow so
right
smoothly and efficiently, because that's just kind of how the vibe
well, yeah,
that we
because
have.
We're friends for real in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so but anyway, so we're gonna try to start the way we normally start, which is kind of really that's the basis of this episode, is just kind of talking about what we've gone through, what mm-hmm. life has been, you know, what different things we've been experiencing, and
mm-hmm.
some good, some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna let B go first, and then we're gonna just get right to it.
Yeah, so over the past, what, 6 weeks, because
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day was, what, mid-May,
mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of transition and
yeah.
change that has taken place. You know, my sons have graduated, or son graduated
mm-hmm.
from high school.
Hey, Chase.
Yeah, Chase. Chase moved on. We got him moved in at Clemson, and he's, you know, has started his new chapter. So not having him around the house has been an adjustment for me,
because
mm-hmm. that's my Chasey Poo.
I know.
And my Chasey Poo is just like, he like my right hand. Anything, anytime I need something, Chase is on the money. He's just like, that's just, he's like me,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of his personality and how he moves, his nature, like we just always on it.
Yeah.
We like Mexicans. We just move. Father, forgive me. That's what my husband calls me. He calls me a Mexican, because Mexicans are, they just, their work ethic is crazy.
Jamaican.
Yeah, they're like a Jamaican.
Yeah, it's kind of the
so
same.
That's what he calls me, because I'm always doing something, always in motion, always moving, always working, always doing something. So I can't sit still. So that's his nickname for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Chase has that same sort of vibe, and I'm gonna miss that. So it means other people are gonna have to step up, you know, like
mm-hmm.
my Dill Pickle and
mm-hmm.
my Dylan, who is the baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, you know, the baby always tends to get out of stuff because they're the baby.
Right.
So dealing with his attitudes and mood swings, he an Aries, and he, you know, he's the baby. So mm-hmm. we're having to work through that process with him of getting right. him to be more accountable and step up more.
Right. He's the baby.
So yeah, so that change is kind of occurring. And then my oldest son, Jaden, actually made the decision to leave the University of Georgia. And he has now enrolled at the Western Kentucky University.
I'm so proud of Jaden, though, because yeah. that was a lot of, I know, I mean, he was quiet about it, but I know it was challenging for him.
Oh, it was a lot. It was it was a tough decision across the board, like mm-hmm. to make the change to ultimately do what he felt was best for him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times athletes will stay in the situation and, you know, with the hopes of, you know, finding themselves and no, you know, knock against Georgia. I love the program. I'm, you know, I'm a product of.
Absolutely. And
you know,
proud,
I'm a
you
dog
a proud Georgia
to the
dog.
Core, honey. Yes, you know, you I'm are. A dog to the core. But at the end of the day, I ride for my child. And I'm
period.
Going all period. Period. Point blank. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to always make certain that he's put in the best situation for him to thrive, for him to fulfill his own goals and dreams and visions. And unfortunately, that didn't appear like it was going to manifest at UGA. Mm-hmm. So he made the decision. I said, Jaden, in your spirit, what is your spirit telling you to do? You know, because I'm like, a lot of times it's going to be people in your ear saying one thing. And then you even have the pressure of just like, no, I committed here. I'm going to stay to this. So it was a big decision. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a big decision for him. But he said in his spirit, he knew that it was time for him to move on. So he honored the spirit. And I said, you know what? You will never, you as long as you do that, as long as you stay in tune with what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, you can never go wrong.
How is he adjusting at the new school?
He's adjusting really well. He's mm-hmm. adjusting really well. So he's been down there for what now? Almost 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 2-3 weeks. And oddly enough, you know, I couldn't even... You know, I went down there with him on a recruiting visit, but I couldn't take him down there to get him settled in because I was in Brazil with Dylan.
Right.
And that's a whole nother, you know, we're going to get to Dylan. Yeah. But fortunately, my husband was able to take him down there, get him, and my cousin Jamira, was able to take him down there, get him settled in and all that good stuff. And girl, they sent me pictures of them. You know, after they got him settled in his dorm room, and you know that broke me down.
Oh, I can
girl, imagine. You know that broke me down.
But you know, you were being with your other child. I mean, I've often wondered how you have made you managed to do that with all three of them and always be physically present for almost every one of their, you know what I mean? And they all, I
major
mean, well, Chase
events.
And Dylan both play basketball, but then Jaden plays football. So either both seasons, you're like.
I was all over the place.
Yeah.
And so seeing that picture resonated with me for a few reasons. Because it was one, it was like, dang, my baby's starting this new chapter. You know, he's about to just take off and do what is best for him. But then I saw my husband there and I'm like, damn, that for me spoke to my spirit. Like, dang, even though I'm in Brazil, I have a helpmate now that can girl. Help me, you know, manage everything yeah. that's going on in all of our children's lives. So that's why it really touched me in a way where I'm like, mm-hmm. man, God is faithful mm-hmm. because for so long I did it by myself.
Right.
You know, for yeah. so long I did it by myself. And just to be in a position where I can just, you know, just see the bond that, you know, they created on their own and just, man, it was a lot. It was mm-hmm. a lot. So I've just been an emotional freaking roller coaster wreck over these last several weeks. Things are starting to settle some now. Mm-hmm. You know, as everybody gets comfortable with the roles, the adjustments that are taking place. But then my baby boy Dylan, you know, as I mentioned, I was in Brazil. He made the USA junior national team for 16 and under. And that was a process we had been participating in since October of last year because mm-hmm. they have all these different sessions and tryouts. And, you know, he was invited back to every one. And then his last one where we had to go down to Florida. And mind y'all, like, he's competing against the best kids in his class. Well, actually, class of 21 and 22, like, in the country. So, you know, it's a lot of some stiff talent mm-hmm, there, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just don't know. You don't know, like, because he out there performing and doing his best, but you just don't know. They mm-hmm. picking 12 kids. And it was 38 kids there. And so they made the cut from 38 to, at first they would say they were going to make it from 38 to 12, but they were having some challenges getting that narrowing that group down. So it went from 38 to 18. So he made the cut of 18, but it still had you on this emotional, like, kind of freaking roller. Like, is he going to make it? Is he not? So then we had to stay another 3 days down in Florida for him to compete to make the final 12, y'all. And he made the final 12.
That's awesome.
Made the final 12. So he left for Brazil that week. I left the following week, and got down there, that was an experience. Just, I, of course, I'd never been to Brazil before. And just to see him compete at that level, man, it was just the most, it was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even almost put it into words. And so I planned my trip so that their final game was on the 10th of June. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, if I catch the latest flight, I know I'll be good, right? Mm-hmm. So I scheduled my flight for 10:30. But lo and behold, the times weren't out, when, of course, when I booked my flights of the games. So lo and behold, the championship game is at 8:30.
And you were watching it at the airport.
Girl, so yeah, so I stayed for as much of the game as I could. Then I had to hustle off to the airport. So I pulled up on my laptop after I got checked in, and I'm sitting here witnessing them, because they beat, it was a close game, but they ended up beating Canada mm-hmm. in the championship game. And I'm watching him celebrate with his teammates and getting this gold medal put around him. And Dylan was actually named captain of the team.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay,
so that
awesome.
Even made me damn cry, because he named captain. I'm like, that spoke so much to just his leadership ability. And like, man, so it was just so much. I couldn't even, like, contain my emotion. Like, yeah. I was a crying fool at that airport. I know people looked at me like, what is this woman? What's going on with her? But, yeah, so it was a lot. It was a lot. And what I did, I journaled my feelings and my thoughts when I was when I finally got, you know, the plane took off. Mm-hmm. It was like a 9-hour flight. So I journaled all of that. And at some point, I'm going to put it out there mm-hmm. just to kind of express, like, what that moment signified for me right. and my family. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. I can't, of course, you know, talk about right. everything right now.
Right.
But in a nutshell, over the past 6 weeks, that's the roller coaster of events that I've gone through with my family personally. On top of that, you know, business is business.
Booming.
Business is booming, honey. Mm-hmm. And I can't keep, Lord, let me retract that. You can't say you can't keep up. I'm keeping up.
Right.
And I'm leveraging, you know, people and to help me continue to sustain the momentum that I have.
Right.
And of course, with all this travel I got going on, I'm going to Italy next week. My 2-year wedding anniversary is coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. So we celebrating that in Savannah, and then I'm going to Italy because Chase is competing in the World Games. His team, Clemson, was invited to participate in the World Games.
Okay.
So he'll be competing in Italy with his team to represent, again, the USA. So, girl, I'm just like, part of me is like, I sit back and even listen to me saying this, and I'm like, you couldn't tell me that when I found myself in a position that I was in, as a single mother, when them boys were 4-3-1,
yeah,
that I would be in a position sitting here right now mm-hmm. to talk about just all the things that have evolved and have how our lives have been just, you know, designed and orchestrated by God, because I don't know how else this could have happened, you know, but I'm just grateful. You know, I'm just extremely grateful. So that's the space that I'm in. And I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be here to support my friends that are going through some stuff. My girl Keisha Lord, she done been through the ringers. So, you know, we wanted to of course kind of catch y'all up with what's going on with us.
Yeah.
But I'ma just say what I wanna say about you before you kind of jump in, because I'm telling you what I've witnessed you go through over the past six weeks. How long has it been since the incident happened?
It was a month yesterday.
A month. Mm-hmm. So the past 4 weeks, what I've witnessed you have to deal with, and then even the event itself, and seeing how you just you morphed into this supernatural strength that you had, but you were almost like a freaking superhero. The way that you dealt with that situation. Like, there aren't too many men, trained men, who could handle that the way that you handled that. And I'm gonna preface you getting started by saying you are a special person. Like, I mean, I've always known this and I've told you this, but you are really a special person. And that's why I know, like, you're going through what you're going through right now, but I know that God's gonna get some glory out of all of this. And your witness, how you're going to be able to witness to people as a result of just what you've endured and what you've overcome. But damn it, you're a freaking superhero. And she going to tell the story. She gonna tell the story.
But see, you and it's because the night of, you and Ryan and my brother and Dutch were the only people who actually saw the condition of my home. So it was like, even that snippet that people saw that I posted when I had to post up for like a day or so, don't really see, understand the magnitude of how my house really is just destroyed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and even not just your house, Keisha. I'm talking about how you handled the situation.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Did you intend on telling, like, talking about that today?
Well, I mean...
Because I wanted to be sure. I didn't know if you were going to just... I didn't know if you were going to surface or you were going to tell the story.
You said something to me the other day because other incidents have taken place since that incident.
Then, yeah.
And I didn't. I'm not going to get into those. You're aware of them. But you did make sense the other day to me when you said, you know, I don't want just to... share everything just because the law of reciprocity could be in place where you keep talking about something or and it more comes to you. But yeah, I want to talk about the situation because I really, when I posted about it, was really as a women's empowerment type of thing because I believe in my right to bear arms. I'm very comfortable with a weapon.
Yeah.
And I really shared that to try to tell other women to be on alert. Yeah. I had no idea it was going to morph into WSB calling me and Channel 2 and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I did not speak with the media on purpose.
Right.
But because that's not what it was about for me.
Right.
But I definitely wanted women to just be more aware of your surroundings and not be afraid of guns.
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot of women say, oh, I'm just scared of guns. And I'm like, it's not guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So anyway, yes, you've had an amazing 6 weeks.
I know, right?
Jesus. You've had an amazing, and I must say, you know, I have had gone through the ringer, been real hard to put up with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Keyshawn just gets so tickled when I say that. I've been real hard to put away a lot. And that particular day, it was so interesting, is that I left home at like 7:45. And normally, if I leave home at that early, I'm typically back home about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not 6:37.
Right.
And so that particular day, I kept getting pushed back all day. Like from the time I went to the class I had, I ran late from there to my first appointment. Then what I allotted there ended up taking 2 hours because she was recently widowed and I knew she needed to talk about more than just her house.
Right.
You know, we need to just talk about widowhood and some of the things she's going to probably experience. So I took more time with her, went to show a property. My client was dealing with some stuff. So after we saw the property, I talked to him 30 minutes. It was just back and back. And so then Jason Jeter, one of my good friends, clients, and DJ's, one of his surrogate uncles, was giving me some money for DJ's tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, come by the house. And I get there, end up talking to him and his fiance, Stephanie, and he's like, oh, what's your Cash App? I'm like, did I really have to come over here for you to Cash App me? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it. Because normally he give me cash. That's why I went to the house.
Yeah.
So he Cash App me. Then Jade's like, let's do lunch. We did a late lunch. So everything pushed me back all day in that day. And I'm like, I finally get on the phone with my brother. I'm on the way home. I'm like, oh, I'm so exhausted. It's been a long day. And I said, I'm just going home, take a shower, and get into bed. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And so he said, me too. And when we start talking about his friend, we play practical jokes on each other.
Yeah.
So when I get home and I come around, you know, my driveway is a very long driveway. So I get around and I see like this wooden piece of something from like a construction site sitting in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was the guy who had started doing some work on the outside because I had a guy to come give me a quote to replace my fascia boards because the damn carpenter bees are eating it up. So when I initially saw it, I thought that maybe the guy had came and started and just left it out there. But then I saw this shattered glass and I looked up because I have my attic, you can walk out of it onto like a little balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, dang, that looked like those might have came from, because I had some brand new crystal glasses that I hadn't used yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, gosh, that's a lot of glass. You know what I mean? So I say, whoever, he done broke my glass. So I'm ready to cuss somebody out. The garage door was halfway up, halfway down. And when I saw the garage door being halfway up and down, it still didn't register to me that somebody was in my house. Simply because one thing is this, I live on 10 acres, way off the road, gated. Like nothing has ever made me think somebody would be in my house unless I invited them.
Right.
So mentally, even with these other incidents, it just didn't register to me that somebody could be in my house.
Right.
And the reason even the garage being halfway up and down is because it had been jamming.
Yeah.
And the last, I had come home a couple of times and it had gone down when I was leaving, but went back up and got caught halfway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's what it is. But my spirit just, I put the car in park, I opened the door, then I noticed the window on DJ's room was up.
Mm.
When I saw that and I kind of looked and saw that the dresser was overturned, I grabbed my gun out of my armrest.
Yeah.
I put it by my side. I kind of had one leg out and standing between the door and my car, and I saw the guy come out my house.
Mm.
And he didn't have on any shoes, shirt, nothing, just shorts. he had some of DJ sneakers, some Off-Whites, which is some pretty expensive sneakers. Mm. And I saw that. So I'm like, okay, he's young. That's my mind. And it's crazy how my mind was working. Cause I'm like, okay, he's young. Cause anybody who he put them down. So I'm like, I didn't know if it was he and he was in the house by himself or anything. I called 911. I said, somebody's in my house. This heifer asking me every question there is. And, you know, she said, how do you know somebody in your house? And I was telling her, and she said something else. I said, because it ain't how I left it. That's how I know it. Then I was like, and then he just came out the garage or whatever. So he went back in the house. At this point, he still doesn't realize I'm out there because the garage halfway up and down, and he was just focused.
Oh, so he didn't see you. You saw him, but he didn't see me.
I saw him. Yeah. But when he came out the second time, he had my other gun that I keep on my nightstand in his hand. Mm. When I saw that, I shot at him.
Yeah.
He dropped the gun, ran back in the house. And, you know, at this point, I done hung up on her because she asked too many damn questions. I called my brother, like, get to my house. Somebody's at my house. Right. He was like, man, I told you I'm about to take a nap. I don't have time to be playing. He thinking I'm joking because literally we just talked about how we play practical jokes.
Yeah.
And so at this point, I don't ever want to hear that Die With What tape because I went the F off on a way that it was crazy. It was just insane. And I'm cussing out the 911 operator and told her stop calling me back because she's calling me back while I'm calling my brother, like, get to my house.
Yeah.
So by this point, he can hear me yelling at the person. The 911 operator calls back like, ma'am, I need you to stay on the phone. She was like, who's shooting? Is he shooting at you? I said, no, I'm shooting his ass. And the next one is going to be in between. You know, I said the first one was a warning. I said, the next one going to be between his eyes. You need to get somebody out here. By this time, he walks out on my deck, puts his hands up, and tells me that he's here. He said, ma'am, I'm here to help you. I said, this nigga is crazy. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to help you with his hands up. So that's what I know. Something is not clicking.
Yeah.
At this point, I pretty much can assess that he's the only person in there. So I put the gun on him and I told him, I said, I'm the first one was a warning shot. I said, I'm going to blow your brains out if you don't come out the front. And he did what I told him to do. As you can see, the picture that was on Instagram.
Right.
I laid him down and I held him at gunpoint until the police got there.
Wow.
And this is how I know there can be moments of insanity because it did start clicking like DJ could have been there. You know, it pissed me off again. And I felt me and him had us a little moment.
Yeah.
But anyway, it seemed like it took the police forever, but it probably was really like 8 minutes, which to me still is forever when you know gunshots have been fired.
Right.
They, of course, parked at the top, came running down the hill. I didn't see no guns up, and they like, ma'am, I need you to put your gun down. I'm like, I put my gun down when y'all put y'all's up. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So at this point, I'm not putting down nothing. And then the 911 operator had told me that she needed me to put my weapon down. I was like, are you crazy?
And this is when I'm down here. There's an intruder in your house.
I'm down here in the middle of this by myself. Nobody's here. So, you know, when they put their weapons up, I dropped, you know, I'm not stupid. I put my gun down. I walked away and they came over. And by that time, my brother Dutch saw the police cars, you know, my other guy brother saw the police cars and stuff. So he came. And as soon as I saw Dutch, because Dutch got there before my brother, I and the police were there and stuff. They made me leave the house. I had never made it inside the house at this point. They made me walk back up away from the house, move my vehicle back up like halfway. And when I saw Dutch, I just fell out. I just like started throwing up because it was like the adrenaline had just pump. Yeah. But it's like when I saw him, the magnitude of what I had just experienced really hit me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Dutch is crazy. He told me, get it all out, goddamn it. I know. He said, shit, I got that be on. Get it out. Shit. I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Because I literally just got sick. So then my brother showed up and he came over and stuff. And then I just broke down and started crying then. Because I'm like, you know, I'm like, I cannot catch a break. Mm. Like, I have been through so much. What are the chances of somebody come? I used to always say you have to be, the only person to wait somebody would come down here is they got to be crazy. And damn it, he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, girl, when I got him down on the ground, he started fake swimming in the grass like this. He just talked. I'm gonna tell y'all, there's gonna be some profanity on this podcast because it's certain shit you just got to say a certain kind of way when a mofo been in your house. And he gets down and he on his stomach and he's like, you know, doing the grass like he's swimming and kicking his legs and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was the whole situation.
Like, is this shit really happening?
It's like, I'm feeling like I have an out of body experience. Like, I'm watching myself go through this shit. Like, this is crazy. So my brother gets there, whatever, and I break down and start crying. I was like, I can't catch a break. I'm just so tired. I feel like every time I get a step ahead, you know, 10, you know, 5 steps ahead, 10 things, I got to take 10 back. And my brother grabbed me and he said, you caught your break because you're here standing with me now.
Say that.
And when he said that, it resonated with me because he was like, you, come on.
Who knows? He came out with a gun, Keisha.
I know it. And I know.
And do you realize, and y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is just so much. Like, The bullet that she, the shot that she fired grazed that man's head.
Yeah.
Grazed his head. Yeah. So he came out with, like you said, dripping with blood. Mm-hmm. But that's milliliters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
From being a graze or either going through your damn skull.
Right. Absolutely. So it was a good day for him too.
Oh, it was.
You know what I mean? And you know, it just wasn't meant to be, you know, and I'm not even getting ready to sit here and lie and say that's what I was trying to do.
That's just what happened.
To be honest with you. But it just wasn't God's will for him to leave here that day.
Yeah.
You know? And so when my brother at this point, all the police are down there. One and asked me what happened. I told him. A second one asked what happened. By this time, the sergeant was like, come up and introduce herself. I'm on edge at this point. Now yeah. I got mad because yeah. I'm pissed off. I don't even know what has happened to my house, but just looking through DJ's window and seeing how some stuff was overturned just through the window, I'm starting to get pissed off about what could possibly be in my house.
Your house, yeah.
So when the sergeant came up, she said, I'm Sergeant so-and-so, and I just, you know, tell me what happened. I said, okay, look here. So now my brother's like,
now
oh,
you
God.
Have to tell this story.
Right.
For the...
So I told her, I said, let me say this. I'm not the victim. Right. I mean, I am the victim.
Right.
I said, I already got a problem with the fact that y'all done called the ambulance because now he talking about he shot yeah. or whatever. I said, y'all got 4 police officers and 2 EMTs down there. Ain't nobody check my damn blood pressure. I'm the one had to shoot at a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do y'all have y'all? And I said, and now you the third time coming up and asking me what happened as if I'm lying?
Right.
I'm not telling this story to my. I said, why don't you get everybody who here to come on up here and I'm going to tell this one last time.
Right.
And that way we can do this and be done with it. So my brother's like, okay.
Like, you the one who's experienced the trauma.
Right, as if I would set some shit up. And so it was like one of those situations where I started to feel attacked.
Yeah.
Because why do y'all keep asking me? I used to be in law enforcement, so right. I know what you're doing. What you're trying to do is seeing if I'm going to keep the same story.
Right.
It's the same story because it's the truth. Right. But y'all not getting ready to keep harassing me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, because see, I've been lawyered up. Mm. I know my rights. I done told this story. I'm not telling no more. Get everybody to come on up here one time, and I'm going to tell this for the last time.
Right.
And so she was like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had told anybody. I mean, they were very, you know what I'm saying, and understood where I was, but that pissed me off. So lo and behold, this was the real, like, am I being punked?
Yeah.
This lady come walking down my driveway, and the police go up there. My brother was like, somebody's like, she had long braids. So initially, from a distance, I thought it was Renee, because you mm-hmm. know Renee in our same mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. And as she got close, I was like, no, Renee, she's too big to be Renee. So the police officer starts walking up to her, and I could hear her saying, I'm still looking for my son. And so my brother said it, and I said, oh, that must be his mom. And then the police officer said, well, what made you think your son would be here? And she said, well, I saw all the police cars. And then he said, but still, why would you think your son would be here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my brother, with his super friendly ass, goes walking up the driveway, and she starts saying, I'm just looking for my son. I'm looking for my son. So he goes back, gets his phone, shows her the picture that I had sent him
yeah.
to say, hey, I got this mofo on the ground. I need right. you to get here.
Right.
And so she saw the picture and she got emotional or whatever. And you could tell the way he was spread eagle that maybe she thought he was dead. I don't know. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But even if she did, she wasn't super emotional. But what got me is, why still would you think your son was here unless he's done this before?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So she gonna say motherly instinct. That pissed me off when she said that. Cause I was like, bitch, well, where was you all day when he was tearing up my damn house? Where was your motherly instinct then? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It just came to you.
Right. It just came to you once
cars.
You saw the police car. So here go my brother when she getting emotional. I done got mad at him because I'm like, fuck her.
Right.
We might end up in court with these people. I said, and I'm not seeing enough emotion for me.
Her.
Right, right. Tell me, well, she said he autistic. I said, I don't give a good god doggone what he is. I said, at the end of the day, I'm not an autism specialist, but I knew he was not autistic.
Yeah.
Okay? I've been around autistic people before. He wasn't autistic because I could just tell what he appeared to be was off his meds, like schizophrenic. So at this point, the police push her back. Her boyfriend is up there. My brother talking to him. So Dutch said, what the hell is George up there talking to them so long for? So I go walking up the driveway and, you know, and she's like, I'm sorry if he did something to your house. I said, before I do it, you know, that mm-hmm. 1 foot that I do outside the girl, my brother's like, wait. I'm like, I said, bro, come on. I said, man, F these people. Like, seriously, because at the end of the day, she knew he was missing. And she didn't call the police to say nothing about he was missing or whatever, whatever. Or you either left him unattended and you clearly know he shouldn't be.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So he finally realized what side he's supposed to be on. Let mm-hmm. them deal whatever they deal with. Because honestly, this could end up in court and we don't need no co-mingling.
Yeah.
So we go back down. Girl, I'm outside for hours and hours. The sun sets. I'm like, it's, you know, 4 hours probably.
Before you even get in the house?
Before I even get in the house.
Girl, I didn't realize that much time had elapsed.
Yes, yes, yeah. From 6 to like 9 something before I got in the house. Because they had to have crime scene, take pictures, get fingerprints. His clothes was in there. The weapon that he dropped in the car. It was just stuff everywhere. You know what I mean? So they had to do their part.
Yeah.
As if they didn't know who the person was that had done it. But however.
Right.
This is just the stuff that had to take place. So finally, girl, we get in the house. Me, my brother, and Dutch. When I hit the door, I'm just, every room is just worse than the one before. And I'm just, I start crying. I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Every room I walk in is, oh my God. But the interesting thing, it seemed like he was especially, and you know from when you were there too, DJ's room.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I've never seen nobody. He literally took the screen from inside the TV out.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy. Like,
he was just in a rage.
In a rage. And that's why I'm so, with that being said, it looked like DJ's room, and I didn't want DJ, he didn't know about it until I got home late that night. So I got to my brother's house late that night because I stayed with him. And, you know, I told him about it, but I didn't get into the details. When he saw the picture with him and his dad destroyed and just shattered, he was so upset about it. And he has not wanted to go back since. So that's why I'm going to surprise him with just redoing his room completely.
Yeah.
But it seemed like the rage was extra in DJ room and in my room, which was weird to me. It you know, he messed up the whole house.
Right.
But it seemed like it was extra rage in those two rooms. And I don't know what it was. But what I realized is all that day while I was being delayed, it was God keeping me.
Keeping you
because
from that
if I had gone home when he was in the
midst of that, whatever it was,
I know for sure I would have been fighting for my life had I walked in and he was in the middle of the rage, or had I been working from home and he kicked the door in, I would have unloaded on him and he would have been dead.
Yeah.
So for sure, it would have been a much worse situation. So that's how even in the midst of it, and in the middle of it, I couldn't see it because I was just so overwhelmed. And I've even had some moments since then, as you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I realized now God was keeping me safe, you know, keeping me for real. But it has been a traumatic experience. It has been, I have definitely suffered from PTSD since then, which I didn't even know I was suffering from. But not being able to sleep, not halfway eating, just my anxiety level really high.
Yeah,
and then,
I told you.
Yeah, and then you did tell me that. And so, but what I would say, the flip side of it is, I've not spent this much time with my brother in years. And so we basically all multi-generational living over there. So I'm basically living with my brother until my house is done. I've been wanting to redo my house for some years.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately, this is the way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, new, it's going to be new.
Yeah.
I'm selling all the furniture that was in the house and what I have not given away because I do think it's just time.
Yeah,
you know what
time.
I mean? And it's forcing me to move into that space where I'm removing everything that Daryl and I once shared.
Yeah.
All the furniture we shared, my mom's furniture that was in, I gave my sister the dining room table and stuff that was my mom. She came and got it last weekend. So it's going to be like a new house when I move in.
Wow.
When I get back. And so it's been challenging though. I would lie if I said it wasn't.
So tell everyone about what you the decision you made the other day to pray over your house. I think that needs to be discussed.
So, as I mentioned briefly, there have been a couple other incidents, not of that magnitude, but other things that have happened to me since the incident that have made me just be like, okay,
question,
like, okay, is something on me? Is there a spirit over me or whatever? And when the second thing happened, it happened the night before my birthday.
Yeah.
And when my neighbor called me, I literally just got on my knees and just started praying and said, God, whatever this is that's on me, please take it off of me. Please make sure it's not on my child. Like, I just prayed hard. Yeah. And so the other day when I got there and the HVAC guy told me what happened, I reached out to you and I'm like, okay, I need to cleanse my house. You know what I mean? And I've been back inside of that house 10, 15 times since the incident. And you gave me a powerful power. I got to share this prayer because the prayer was so powerful that you sent me. And I mean, I reached out to some of my other spiritual advisors on what exactly I needed to do. Got some white sage, and you told me about the olive oil and the prayer that I needed to say. But I'm going to share with you all, and I know y'all gonna all be DMing me. What was that prayer that that Brandy sent you? Oh, it was on me, you, and Renee's thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. That Brandy sent you.
And I'm gonna tell y'all while she's looking it up. Keisha reached out to me, and I'm in, and you know, I was at work, so it was like a million things going on, right?
Yeah.
However, I knew in that moment that my friend needed me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what overcame me, but I just know that God spoke through me and gave her the words that she needed in that moment.
And you were specific in the way I needed to say these words. So this is the prayer that Brandy sent me in the middle of her day, because she was had a lot going on too. So she said, this is what I said numerous times, but the first time I said it out loud, it was, Father, I command any spirit that is not of God to leave this place. Lord, I declare and decree that your sovereignty will reign in my home. Lord, we usher in your peace, prosperity, love, and we rebuke any of Satan's attempts to steal, kill, and destroy what you have ordained for me and my son's life. Let your spirit reign in this household. Allow your love to fill every crevice, every space, seen and unseen, every room that was infiltrated. Lord, allow your power to flow through and be cleansed in the name of Jesus. Allow your precious blood to cover every inch of this home. Father, remove any condemning thoughts that may fill my head and my spirit. Lord, we know that this is not of you. Father, allow your redemptive spirit to be resurrected and take authority in my home. Lord, you have positioned my home to be renewed, renovated, and restored. Allow the same restoration to take place in my mind and my soul. Do a work in me, O Lord. Father, I declare these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Woo, girl, when I tell you, when I first started saying that prayer and I started crying so hard, I mean, I had never felt whatever it was I felt as I said that prayer for the first time. Now, mind you, I've been in and out of that house probably about 15 times since it happened, because the first few days I didn't even go back over there for like the first week. It was just too much.
Yeah.
But then once the guys had to come and do the updated system and all that, do you know I didn't realize that boy clothes were still in my house?
Wow.
Until I started doing this prayer.
Wow.
And I looked and I said, what in the world is this? I knew it wasn't DJ's, because he was a little guy.
Yeah.
And you know, DJ's a big boy. And I said, and I looked at his shirt, his shoes, his bracelet was still in my house. Mm. So his spirit and his energy been resonating in my house and for the last month.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I did that cleanse the other day, opened the doors, opened the windows, burned the sage, said that prayer. I went from the gate all the way with the oil, everything you told me to do.
Yeah.
And when I say, it took me over an hour, because it's a nice size house. Yeah. I mean, you know, and going in every room and opening the one. And when I tell you, I was drained, exhausted, because I felt like it released.
It released it.
And the craziest thing, and I didn't even tell you this until right now, I had the sage that I lit and was going from room to room. And when I got down in the basement, it reflamed.
Wow.
The sage just lit back up and the ambers was coming. I had to get water to pour because they just started. And I was like, wow. And me and Maverick was in there together. Here, Maverick was like, what the hell? And Maverick was like, so I put the sage on his head. I'm like, I know your palm been hurt. I'm like, shit, we gonna make sure what else the hell is here. Girl, me and Maverick was like, oh, Maverick looked up and like, and my brother just sent Maverick with me that day. Like, I was like, but I was glad Maverick was there with me, because if that sage lit up by itself like that, I mean, it was smoke all upstairs, but when we got upstairs, woof.
Damn.
And I said to myself, maybe because the HVAC, I had been there, because by this time nobody was there. I did this after everybody was gone. And I said, he left my AC on downstairs, and maybe going from the heat to downstairs, I don't know. But all I know is that sage relit, and them ambers started going off of where, and Barry looked up at me like, what we need to do. And so, baby, let me tell you something. It was just, I just felt a relief. I'm telling you, girl, it was just like a load had been lifted off of me. So I know God was all in that. You, my sister, I love you. Yes. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate you so much, because I know you have your whole life going on. But girl, I needed you and you had my back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because I was, that last thing when he said that lightness, I couldn't take no more.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
You at your wit's end.
I was at my wit's end. That was three. Because they say bad things come in threes.
Rightfully so, Keish. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what you've had to endure, and I know that there are certain things that you need to fight in the spirit.
Absolutely.
Like you know, you can only do so much in the physical.
Absolutely.
Like, you can only do so much. You've done everything you've had to do as far as calling insurance companies and meeting these contractors. And like, you've done your diligence as far as that's concerned.
Right.
But there are certain things that take place in the spirit realm that you can only fight in the spirit realm.
Absolutely.
So that means getting your word. That means praying to our God in heaven to help him fight these battles for you.
Right.
Because it's only so much that you can do.
And that's what I realized. And I think you're absolutely right. That's when it hit me. When Shane told me about the HVAC system, I said, you know what? This is spiritual.
Yeah.
This is not just about making calls. I mean, yes, thank God I did keep the guy there. And I know, because I don't know that I ever would have been able to live there again had I come home and just found the house like that.
Right.
So I was glad. And I'm telling you, even what I did, I never felt fear when I pulled my gun and shot at him. Mm. It was never like, I never.
No, but we talked about that. We even talked about that. Yeah. How what overcame you in that moment was even spiritual.
It was spiritual.
Like, I mean, because, I mean, God, truth be told, like, I know, like you said, you a good shot.
Yeah.
You've been in the you know, law enforcement industry before, so you've been trained to do these things.
Right.
But I'm still telling you, something overcame you in that moment.
Yeah.
And I know that it was Daryl's spirit.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. I 100% believe, and that's why I said what I said about him when I put the Father's Day post up, that, yeah, I can hold my own, but that shot and that moment and how that whole situation happened, that was a 20-year veteran. That was my that was Big Daryl that came into me that day and handled that situation, because I never felt fear. I never felt afraid. It was just like, this is what it is, this is where we are. When I even walked out to my truck, I mean, came from around my truck, and then when I saw him come back the second time, I went and positioned myself back between the door and my truck so I could have a barrier.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I said, thank God that that's the person that he chose, somebody who was crazy. And girl, the Negro drank my liquor, so by the time I got there, he was about drunk too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what took him down. But let me tell you what was crazy. He was so-called, quote-unquote, mentally ill, quote-unquote, crazy. And but he got some act right about him when that bullet grazed him. I'm going to tell you that right now. He got real compliant. Okay.
Right.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I say, you know, I said that's the answer for everybody. But he got some act right about him with that bullet graze.
Yeah.
So, and when they asked his mom for his papers, they said, because I guess when a person is diagnosed, they're supposed to have some kind of papers.
Yeah.
She had nothing. She said, well, we've never had him officially. He's 22. Mm. How have you not had him? You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy, literally a crazy situation. But even in the midst of it all, I have been blessed. You know what I mean? I mean, I am a, you know.
I know all the scenarios have gone through your mind about what could have happened.
Yeah.
Had DJ been there. You know what I'm saying?
About that part took me to a rage.
Oh, I know. I
because
know,
about
Keisha,
my baby. That
I
right
know.
There. That part right there made me get outside of myself for a minute, because, you know, as a human being, I never want to take another life. And that's why I was a little taken aback, and I had to go back and say, I'm shocked at how many people, like, I would have killed him. Do you know how hard it is to take it's not easy to take a life.
Yeah.
And once he was no longer a threat to me, there was no need for me to do that.
Right.
Now, it was nobody down there but me and him, and if I was a certain kind of person, it would have been his word against mine, and he would have been dead.
Yeah.
But I would have had to live with that.
Right.
I'm not a that's not me.
Yeah.
And guess what else? I'm a mother of a black boy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, God forbid, I hope if my son ever, God forbid, was that somebody would give him a second chance.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. I wasn't taking that boy's life.
Ooh,
if I didn't have to
that, Keisha.
You know
there's
what I'm saying?
That,
I'm not I wasn't taking his life if I didn't have to.
Damn.
We got enough of our boys and our men being taken.
But that's what I'm saying, like, how you handled that situation was, you know how that little saying that's out now, it's above me now? It was above you.
Oh, yeah.
That was a God. The power of God was within you. Daryl's spirit was within you. I know
for
your
sure.
mama's spirit was
oh,
within
yes.
you. The grace that it took to not just the power that Daryl commanded, I mean, and who he was and what he stood for, the man that he was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his spirit resonated within you.
For sure.
The grace that your mother... Every picture that I see of your mother exudes grace.
Yes.
And the grace that filled you in that moment to handle that young man how you did, girl.
Yeah, my mom was that kind of person. And it's like, it's one of those things where,
yeah,
I that's how I know.
I know it was bigger than you. It was bigger than you. That's why I'm just so grateful that you're here to tell the story. Because it could have gone so many different ways. But that's how you know the power of God is real.
Yeah.
And that's how I know that God has so many things in store for you. Just what you've managed to overcome and shown so much power and strength in the midst
Thank
of.
You so much.
Like, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. So.
And that's why, yeah, you're right, B. And I mean, you talked about my mom, and that's, yeah, definitely, you know, her grace is, yeah, she was just definitely that kind of woman. And, you know, and I know, and I did think about that, you know, and that's why I said, you know, I thought about my baby, thought about what, God forbid, if I wasn't here to finish raising my baby. And, you know, I've been through so much, and I think that's why it took me. It was a point where it was like, God, seriously. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, I done buried a mama, a daddy, a husband, and now the last place I felt safe has been violated. It was like I felt like I had nothing left.
Yeah.
You know, and so I thank God for you and my family. My brother and Keisha have opened their home to me. And see, I tell people all the time, you know, nobody owes you nothing.
Yeah.
Even though that's my brother, he didn't have to welcome me the way that they have. I mean, they made me tea every day, you know, to help me sleep and shit like that. They cook my favorite meals, and you know, my car get detailed every weekend. And yeah, yours got detailed last week when you was there.
I came to visit. I came to visit Keisha last week. I said, damn it, we were both having just a week. I said, listen, let's just play hooky. Yes. I'm coming over to your brother's house. We going to let's go make it a pool day. We're going to play up and get us a tan, girl.
Yeah.
And got ended up getting my car detailed. And I'm looking around. I said, Keisha, damn it.
You said this ain't a bad place.
Temporary arrangements is hey, man, you're doing all right. You're doing all right.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that it ain't a bad place to recover. But, but you know, I have to look at, but you helped me do that a lot. And my brother, because even, I think it was about a week after the incident, and I was downstairs in the bed, and I text him and said, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm. And he said, what you mean? What part you don't want to do? And I said, I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of surviving.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. And I don't know any other way to say it. And he said, well, that's not an option. So, get a pen and paper and meet me in the gym. And I was like, I don't feel like working out. He said, no, you're going to sit and you're going to write while I talk to you. He said, this is going to be fun. He said, the first question I have for you is, how many people are here today that love you? Start writing.
Mm.
And I got to like 15 before I got whatever. So he was like, I can probably name. He said, you know how many people can name maybe two that they know love them for sure?
Mm.
And you at 15 before you have to stop?
Wow.
So that was like the first thing. So it was just, and that's what I'm saying, the kind of things that I've had poured into me, the way I've watched my brother work, what I realize it takes in order to keep, like, his mindset is just different. He's starting a new company. He's going to be doing tower communications, building cell phone towers. And I walked to his office the other day, girl, and it was a little red hard hat, like a hard hat from a construction site. I said, what in the world? What are you doing with this little Tinker Toy type hard hat? And he said, it's vision. It's all about vision. I have to see that in order to, go in the direction in which I'm going.
Yeah.
That gives me. So yesterday, my brother actually made his first dollar from that new company. He just, and literally he started that since I've been there.
Wow.
You know, but I look at how he thinks and his mindset, and no matter what comes to him, he just have a way of looking at things and thinking about things. And so it's been, and down to the surprise party, y'all, like, it's just been an amazing, even in the midst of it all, like that song by Yolanda Adams, In the Midst of It All.
Yeah.
That song really is definition of where my life is right now. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody out there. I had so many messages because I had to come off social media for a couple of weeks just to deal with it all. And I wasn't on social media, and girl, I had so many messages and people were texting me, and you really know. That's what I tell people all the time. The upside about a downtime in your life is you really will learn who's for you.
Absolutely.
That's the upside of a downtime. Yep. So, woo, Chile.
Ooh, child, girl. I need another little swing. That's what we said. We off the cuff today.
Yeah, we off the cuff today, honey. We just got to give it to you straight. Don't chase. It ain't no other way.
You need a little more?
Just a little bit right here. All right. Just a little bit right there.
All right.
Honey. Yes, God. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
So, you know, that's, look at Keisha. Keisha just crack it up. When we said it was off the cuff, it's off the cuff, honey. Yes, I'm telling you, like, that has been, it's been something else. And B, you give me so much hope and just looking at how God has moved in your life and where you are now. And I mean, I remember seeing you with them three little boys. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And going from practice to football. And at that time, Chase was playing, you was baseball, football, basketball, you know, and just doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
And I never, and this is where you remind me of Kate Jones, my mama. I never once heard you complain.
Yeah.
With all you had on you, I never. So now you living in your glory. You deserve it. Everything. Yeah. Top agent in April. You know what I mean? At the office or May, whatever it was. I mean, you killing it. And you deserve it all. I'm happy, and I'm happy for you. I'm glad to be a part of it. I will ride your coattails.
Girl, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yes. But
Well, truth be told, we got some stuff coming up that we'll be able to talk about.
Yeah, we'll be able to talk about it soon.
We're
very, very excited about that. Yeah. And the fact, that's going to be exciting to announce.
But it was April. My best month that I've ever had in real estate was in April, which typically signified for me a time of mourning. You know, I lost my son's father, my first husband, during that month. You know, I got two of my boys got birthdays during this month. His birthday is during that month. I lost my goddaughter during that month. So it's just always been a month that was just an emotional time for me. Like, just I was just
like
always
how I get between October and Christmas. Yeah, the same thing.
Yep. And to turn around and have that month be the most fruitful month that I've ever experienced in real estate just to me showed, like, you know what? the more that you are obedient to God and the more that you just trust, trust that, you know, like whatever it is that you're dealing with, that you will come out on the other side.
Absolutely.
You will come out on the other side. And that's why I know, Keisha, I know, like, if you can just have the strength just to hold on. And I know that you, it's tough at times.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it's tough at times, but trust me when I tell you, I'm a living, walking, breathing testament to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just don't give up. Just don't give up. Just hang in there.
Yeah.
And girl, like, hey, this, well, he has no respect to person. I always say that. God has no respect to person. What he has done for me, he will do for you. He is going to do for you. You just got to hang in there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I tell you, you have said that to me for a long time. And I mean, after a couple of years, you said, I finally Googled it to see exactly what that meant. God has no respect to person. But the truth of the matter is, you're right. What he has done for one, he would do for the other. And I have watched him do that for me and you. And, you know, I mean, when you wake up on your birthday and after getting that call at 2 o'clock in the morning about the other situation at my house, and then, you know, I'm a little heavy-hearted now. I'm like, it's my birthday, but everything is happening in this and da-da-da. Then my brother come downstairs talking about, I need you to do my LLC. So I spent 3-4 hours with him and all the stuff he got going on. Ming is calling me like, well, what time are we, it's Keisha Day? What time we get together? I'm like, I really don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So she, you know, we link up that afternoon. I'm the whole time like, where's Aaron? Where's Aaron?
Right.
And so Ming, every year she buys me sunglasses for my birthday, like whatever pair of sunglasses I want, because that's kind of my thing. I love sunglasses. And so we go to the mall and then she's in and out of every store. By this time, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so she's like, well, let's go down to Topshop. And I said, Ming, ain't nothing in Topshop I can wear. I don't want to go down there. Right, you know what I'm saying? She's like, well, just walk with me. I was like, I'm gonna go to Macy's. Mm-hmm. And then when I leave out of Macy's, she's talking about, because we were supposed to have dinner at the Capitol Grill at like 8:30. But by this time, I already know I'm not gonna meet her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm better, right. She's like, she stood in the middle of the mall looking at me all the time. I don't know why I feel like you're getting ready to ditch me. And I was like, no, I'm not. She was like, you promise? I was like, I promise. But I did know I absolutely was gonna go home. You know what I mean? So I was getting ready to get her. So I get outside into my car and I'm finally like, whew, thank God I can go home. You know what I mean? And so I was just going to text him like, y'all, I'm not really hungry. I'll just thank you for, you know, the option to do dinner, but I don't want to do dinner. Y'all just going to do whatever y'all going to do for y'all night. So Aaron calls me like, girl, I need to talk to you, you know, just all heavy. And I'm like, honestly, I can't take on nobody else's shit.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't talk to nobody else about this. So I got my own stuff. House still
and it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to spend the rest of my birthday. I done already spent the morning doing stuff for my brother. And, you know, even though I had lunch, I got my favorite glasses and all. I just want to do me for whatever I'm going to do for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
And so Aaron was like, Keisha, you know, the state came in today, just coming up with some crazy stuff. And I'm like, well, girl, I'm going to FaceTime you. You know what I'm saying? When I get home, I was just trying to do everything. So then Ming texts me, making up some story about something with her, you know, boyfriend, and, you know, he done did, I need you to come over here and this and that. And I'm like, no. I said, I'm sorry, but you're right, I'm ditching you.
Yeah.
I'm not coming.
Yes.
And so my brother calls me and say, hey, where's nephew? And I'm like, I don't know, shit. It's three adults in the house. I don't know where he is. I mean, y'all supposed to know. He was like, well, we were just going to order some wings, some PJs, and wanted to see if he wanted some. He not answering the phone. I said, well, I don't know. I don't know where he is. Mm-hmm. So and he said, and I said, and me and them trying to get me to come to their house, I'm just tired. I'm on my way home. I said, so, you know, whatever. He was like, you need to stop being so selfish and be a good friend. You need to be at Ming house. You need to get yourself to Ming house. And I'm like, what the hell wrong with you? Why do you care? So finally, Aaron was like, Keisha, I said, Aaron, I'm coming over there. You got 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I said, I'm tired. I can't take no more of y'all shit today.
Yeah.
So I get over there. I pull up in the driveway. Girl, I got out of the car. I'm hitting the drone on DJs. I'm like, he in Buckhead. What the hell he doing in Buckhead?
Right.
He's supposed to be such and such. So me sitting on the front porch, I said, what the hell done happened now? You know, I'm fussing the whole time.
You got an attitude.
I got an attitude. I'm cussing and fussing. DJ's supposed to be somewhere. My brother said he ain't heard from. And so we walk in the house, go to all y'all come around. I could have absolutely said surprise. I'm talking about, oh my God.
It was the best.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it.
So good. We got it, y'all.
Y'all definitely got me. And it just warmed my heart. And like I said, it was like, that was restoration for me.
Yeah.
Because I just needed to be loved on. And you don't think you know how much you need that until you don't really. And I'm telling you, that's why I did that live, I think, that night and told him. I said, man, I mean, if you going through and you don't have people around you to love you back to life, I don't know what to tell you. You got to change your circle, because there are going to be times that you don't have the strength.
Yeah.
That the people around you really will have to love you back to life. And that is what y'all have done for me.
Yeah.
Real talk. So.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Well,
woo.
Well,
how long we been talking,
girl? Long time.
Jesus,
we been talking a long time.
Woo. Well, I'll say this. I really hope y'all enjoy this episode. Like I said, it was truly off the cuff.
Absolutely.
We don't even have a mama on the move, and I'm
the mamas
today.
On the move. Hell, damn it! I mean, truth be told, we the mamas on the move. We shout our damn selves out.
I know that's right. Child, I know please. That's right.
We shout ourselves out.
So there you have it.
Yes.
So okay. Well, I guess then. Until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.